This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy. So enjoy.
Oh, baby. You feel so amazing. Yeah, stretch out my cervix with your big cock. Oh, you're filling me up so good. Use your little rape whore, honey. Oh, yes, just like that. Ram your dick in my pussy and rape my womb. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, rape me like a cheap cum dumpster. Oh, I'll just jerk off with my cervix. Oh, I'm only yours, baby. Just claim me. Yeah, my womb is your personal cum tank. Oh, you're coming? Oh, please give it to me. Nut inside of my womb. Oh, my God, yes, you're so deep. Make me take it all. Yes, yes, breed me. Ram your dick to the hilt in my pussy and flood my womb with your cum. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, it's so hot, baby. Yes, use my womb to make another cum rag for your personal use. Yes, yes, I will do it. Knock me up. Yeah, and I'll give you a little girl to fuck. My cheap womb is your baby factory, honey. Yes, yes, feeling your cock nut inside my womb is amazing. Oh, baby, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Wow, that was incredible, baby. Oh, waking me up by raping my cervix. Oh. Oh, my gosh, you're the best boyfriend ever. I swear. All the other guys I dated never showed me so much attention. Good morning, baby. Come here and kiss your girlfriend after you raped and knocked her up. Yes. What? No, baby, it's fine. No, really, really. I loved waking up to you grinding against my cervix and relieving your morning wood inside my womb. It felt amazing. I'm just so happy that you make the effort to make me and my six-year-old daughter such thoughtful gifts. It was so worth it to stop taking the pill now. My womb can finally bear little rape horse for you, baby. Yeah, really makes me feel respected and appreciated. Honey, I love you so much. No. Please don't pull out yet. Don't pull out. I want to feel your cock inside my womb for a little longer. Just come here. Come here. I just roll over and you can spoon me from behind. Yes. Yes. Push your dick as deep inside my cervix as you can. Oh, yes. That feels good. Here, you can play with my boobs and enjoy my warm pussy. Yes, please use my pussy, cervix, and womb as your personal cock warmer. And manhandle my boobs if you're bored. Yeah, just leave your cock inside me for a while longer. It makes me feel so safe and loved. You know, baby. Yeah. You are the best boyfriend ever. Yes, I love you so, so much. I don't think I could ever, ever live without you again. Don't, please, don't leave me. I will give you as many little girls as you like. You don't even need to take responsibility. Yeah, I'll raise them all on my own. Really? Yes. Yes, of course you can fuck their underage bodies. Use them as your urinal and breed their child pussies. Oh, baby. You make me the happiest girl ever. Thank you for taking me as your breeding whore. I'll be the best cum dump girlfriend for you. I will raise obedient little cum racks just for you. And just like me and my little Helen, they will be exclusively for your personal use. As I'm just so glad I have such a gentle and kind boyfriend. I love you, honey. Oh, it's Mom. Hi, Mom. Yeah, my boyfriend woke me up by raping my cervix. Let me tell you, there is no better way to wake up than having the man you love use you as his personal cock sleeve to then nut inside your womb. I know. He is your boyfriend as well. And it's just so amazing how good he can make us feel, right? Yes. No other man can compare to him for sure. Yeah. Yes, even the thought of another man's touch feels disgusting, right? Oh, we're just cuddling. His dick is enjoying my warm womb, and he's playing with my breast. And he just promised to keep me for a long time and breed my womb over and over. Yes, yes, it's amazing how kind he is. I love him so much. Oh, wait a second, Mom, okay? Baby, please, don't pull out yet. Just a little bit longer, please, okay? I'll make you pizza later. And you can use my warm, soft throat as your cock sleeve while you play video games. So please don't go. What? Oh, you need to piss? Silly, you are already inside your toilet. Yes. Use my womb as your personal urinal and piss inside of me. You know that I love to serve as your piss whore, baby. Oh, hey, Mom. Our boyfriend wants to use my womb as his toilet bowl, so I will call you back later. You know that my brain melts when he pisses inside of me. I won't be able to form clear sentences.
Is it important? Okay, you can tell it to our boyfriend. He wants me with my face in the covers and ass pushed up. I just love being his submissive cum urinal. All right, bye, Mom. I love you. Hey, stud. I hear you turned my precious daughter into your cock-drunk whore. I'm just joking. I love how well you treat us all. Hearing how much warmth and attention you give Bella makes me all wet. Oh, I hope you come over sometime soon and visit your personal MILF cum dump. My holes are always warm and wet for you. Yeah. I have a few more condoms filled with your cum here, and I think about you piss raping my daughter into the ground while I finger all your cum inside my pussy. And I stopped taking the pill today. Yes, I am breedable now. Only for you, of course. I am your personal breeding MILF. Maybe. Just maybe I will get preggers when I fondle my cervix with your cum stud. Then Bella's and my daughter would be the same age. You could come over and we would help you rape our underage daughters and use them as your child cock sleeves. I hope you will show our daughters as much love as you show me and Bella. They are so lucky that they grow up with you around. Showing them love and attention. I love to hear Bella going crazy on your cock. Does my daughter make you feel good, baby? Yeah, she is a convenient toilet bowl, and her womb pussy is warm and cozy. As her mother, I am really proud that you value my little girl so much. Yes, thank you.
Mommy, I'm so good. A good, obedient piss hole for your boyfriend. A warm and good cock sleeve. Oh, yes. Yes, amazing. Don't stop. Yes, just let it all out inside my womb so I can give you a piss-loving little girl for you to love. Oh, yes. You are my alpha, and I am your submissive toilet bitch.
Thank you so much that you treat my little girl so well. Oh, I love you, stud. But while you enjoy degrading one of my daughters, I have a request for you. You know that I have another daughter, Olivia? She is 1 year older than Bella, and she just gave me terrible news. So, Olivia is in a solid relationship to a filthy pig. Thinking that my daughter gets touched by someone other than you is revolting. Oh, sorry. Knowing that Olivia is selling herself so cheap is just sad for a mother. I mean, she tells me that that guy is handsome, funny, kind, smart, blah, 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 and that they love each other so much. Compared to you, this guy is a disgusting pervert. Olivia doesn't even know what real love feels like. Of course. I know, baby. I feel it every time you rape my womb or piss down my soft throat pussy. Nothing comes even close to being your girlfriend. Anyway, when I became your personal slut, You kind of brain fucked me with all the pleasure and love you gave me. I could only think about how to become the perfect rape whore for you, so you would find me more appealing. So I totally forgot about my poor Olivia having to bear the child of this human scum. So she called me yesterday and told me she is pregnant with a baby boy. I hung up immediately. I got sick to my stomach and puked from the thought that my lovely girl is not only pregnant, but also with a useless male baby. I mean, at least if she had a girl, you could use the baby as your cum urinal, but a boy? Just a waste of space. So I plan to invite her without her husband. And I beg you, please, I am desperate for my daughter. Will you come over with Bella and make Olivia yours? I need you to rape her cervix and abort the useless infant with your cock. Baby, please. I cannot endure the thought of her being with someone other than you. Please show her what she is missing out on. I mean, I'm sure she will fall for you after you hug her. It will be easy to make her your devoted cock slut. And she is very pretty, slim, has big breasts, perfect for nursing all the little girls you will put inside her. And has beautiful, piercing blue eyes that would look amazing covered in your cum, and healthy blonde hair to her knees. I'm sure you will like her. Yeah, with her long hair, you can easily lead her when you rape her womb or skull fuck her. So what do you say? You will? Oh, goodness. Thank you, stud. You don't know how happy you just made me. It really is a load off my mind. And you will not regret it. Okay? I will tell Ember to come over. You know, that four-year-old fleshlight is always asking about you. Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. You liked her because she was so flexible and could even take your whole cock down her little four-year-old throat. You will be surprised. I taught her all the dirty talk you like. Yeah, she will be a filthy, submissive child hole when you meet her. It's going to be amazing. A date with all my girls and the man we love. My womb is getting all hot and tingly thinking about it. Oh, I know I can take it. The last time you were with me, you didn't stop raping me for 2 days straight. Your dick was buried in my womb or throat the whole time. After 1 hour of you making love to me, I couldn't think anymore. I was just a drooling, dirty, talking fleshlight for you. And I never felt so loved, appreciated, and of course, respected in my life. It was amazing. Don't act dumb. I know you could have raped me to death when I passed out after 2 days of you using me as your cock sleeve. But you left me on the floor and pissed on me to keep me warm. Nobody ever treated me so kindly before. You know, I love you, baby. Give Bella a deep, sloppy tongue kiss for me. Bye. Oh.
was so great. Oh. I just love it when you ignore me and just use me for my holes. You are the best, honey. Huh? Oh. Oh my God. That was so great. Oh, did you miss my warm mouth? Yes, I love kissing you. It sends shivers down my body when I feel your tongue in my mouth, pussy. Oh, Mom told you to make out with me for her. It's great to have such a considerate mother. I will have to thank her. Could you use my mouth as your urinal the next time we meet her? Yeah, then I can kiss her and we can swap your piss. I'm sure she would love that. You will? Really? Oh, you're so good to us. Of course she would love it when you use her cervix to masturbate to the side of her making out with me. And before you come, you can pull out and cover us head to toe with sperm, really getting it in our hair, face and clothes soaking with your cum. Do you think I don't feel the massive amount you pump into my womb when you come? It's like 100 guys worth of jizz every time you breed me. You are so amazing. No, I don't mind. I am so grateful that you find us attractive enough to use us as fat material, and your cum actually feels amazing on our skin. I regularly use it and cover my face and body with it like it's lotion. It's better than all these expensive beauty products. Don't worry. I always wash myself thoroughly before touching you. Oh God. Coming from your kisses is always so nice. I mean, it's not as intense as when you're fucking me. It's just a gentle, sweet rush of ecstasy. Oh, gosh, that was so good. So, what did Mom want? She stopped taking the anti-baby pill? Really? Shows again how amazing you are, baby. My dad begged her for another kid for years, and she always said she would never have kids again. Like, childbirth hurts too much, and it's just so much work to raise a little one. And then you come along. Give her one womb cream pie, and she is ready to become your baby factory. She will for sure get pregnant as she is finger banging herself with your cum. Are you for real? You don't know? For one, your cum is very fertile. It's unreal. Then I don't know how, but every time we are close, I start to ovulate. It's like my body wants to do everything it can do to bear your children. Yeah, even when I just drink or touch your cum from a used condom, my body is making sure there's an egg you can turn into a little cum princess. And on top of that, you might have noticed that you can fuck my womb, right? Yeah, for any other man, that's impossible because the cervix only opens on childbirth. But when your cum is near my cervix, it becomes like a drooling, cock-drunk mess for you and opens up wide to give your gorgeous dick a wet blowjob. And of course, it's the same for mom and for my 6-year-old daughter. For every woman, our purpose as women is to make you feel good with our holes and birth little girls for you to rape. Don't worry. We love every second of it. And you? You are always so kind and understanding. It's a pleasure degrading myself for you, baby. And if I was given the chance to never have met you or killing myself and my precious daughter in hopes we could be together with you in our next life, I would end it without thinking about it. And I know my little Helen and my mom think the same way. You are the perfect boyfriend, and we love you. So is that all that mom wanted to tell you? That you will be able to fuck her and the little girl in her belly next time you come over? No way. He got her pregnant? I don't care that they are engaged and she thinks she loves him. She deserves better. Yeah, she deserves to be your exclusive semen tank, not the fiance of some pig. I mean, who does he think he is? This disgusting piece of shit. When I tell Helen, she will be devastated. Because she loves her aunt and always asks me when you are finally raping Olivia and make her your cock slave. I know I will get Helen to say that this pervert raped her. I hope he dies in prison. Okay, sorry. I'll let you tell the whole story. Nice. Yes, I love it. You can rape my sister and abort her baby with your strong dick, making her forget all about her terrible experience with her so-called fiancé. She will need a lot of love, baby. I will take care of everything with mom. You just shower Olivia with attention. And once you have relieved her of her burden, don't take your dick out of her body for at least 3 days. I don't know how horrible and lonely she would feel if you ever left her side. You have to show her that you support her and that you don't blame her for falling for that disgusting pervert. Show her as much love as you can and maybe knock her up again, this time with a cute little girl. I am sure she will ease her fear of losing you again. And when you sleep together at night, please hold her close and make sure your fat cock is always buried deep inside her womb. I always feel so safe and loved to feel your cock stretching my cervix. And if you want to do something very special for Olivia,
set your timer and start raping her womb every hour. Make her scream and moan all night. Don't let her have any thoughts about her past. Mm-hmm. Brain fuck her till my sister is a brainless cum dumpster, and that will chase away all the bad memories from her mind. Mm-hmm. I know I offered my body to the right man. Mm-hmm. Mm. You are the best. You turn my sister into a blissful, cock-addicted cum dump and use all her holes right. Thank you, baby. Mommy and I will be there for you when you pleasure my sister. And when you get bored of her sloppy holes, Mom and I will put on a show for you. I will lick the cum out of my sister's whore pussy and come kiss my mommy. And we will finger each other with your cum and a lot more. You just wait. It will be lovely. And of course, you can always make out with us while you use my sister's warm holes. Oh, I cannot wait. This will be the best vacation ever. We will have so much fun. And then you finally turned my whole family into your personal pleasure holes. Thank you so much, baby. I love you so, so much.